As I roved by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the still waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing this song: "Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. Fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. Never a gale. Why, the fish jump on board with a flip of their tail. You can lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Dress me up in me oilskins and jumper. Long trip is through. Why, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too. Why, the girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and there's bottles of rum hanging from every tree. Dress me up in the oilskins and jumper.
'Twas the night before the glorious 4th in staid old Boston town, when the building known as the Pickwick Club came rumbling, tumbling down. The place was filled with people, a carefree lot were they, full of the joys of nightclub life, singing and dancing away. Then all of a sudden the walls gave way, the floor slid out into space. The lights went out and moans and groans were heard all over the place. In a buried heap of ruins, the helpless victims lay. Rescuers worked with might and main, digging and searching away. When the work was done, the terrible news was broadcast far and wide, and the papers show in the final count that 44 had died. Those unsuspecting people, a carefree lot were they, never a thought of future harm, singing and dancing away. "'Twas the hand of God, a great many said, who from his throne on high tore the building down as a punishment and caused these folks to die, that future sons and daughters might learn a lesson there and cast off the chains of reckless life and travel along on the square. But this was the eve of the jolly 4th, when men go looking for fun, and lots of things can be excused by nearly everyone. In the golden realms of heaven, where angels hold full sway, all of us hope they're happy now, singing and dancing away.
Somewhere below.
Thank you.
Now 'twas early one morning at break of the day, when the farmer came to us and to us did say, "Come, rise up, young fellows, rise up of good will. Your horses want something their bellies to fill. So when 4 o'clock comes, then up we do rise, and into the stable we instantly flies. With a rubbing and scrubbing, I'll swear and I'll vow that we're all jolly fellows as follows the plough. Now when 6 o'clock comes, to our breakfast we set, on beef, bread, and pork, boys, we heartily eat. With a piece in our pockets, I'll swear and I'll vow that we're all jolly fellows as follows the plough. When breakfast is over, then out we do go to trip o'er the clods, boys, as nimble as does. When we get there so jolly and bold, we will see which of us a straight furrow can hold. Now one day the master came right in by, and this he did say, "What have you been doing this very long day? You've not plowed an acre, I'll swear and I'll vow that you're all idle fellows as follows the plough." Now then I turned round and I made this reply, "We've all ploughed our acre, you tell a big lie." And the master turned round and he laughed at the joke, said, "It's past 2 o'clock, boys, it's time to unyoke. Go unharness your horses, go rub them well down. I'll bring you some drink in a jug that is brown. So come all you good fellows, wherever ye be, come take this advice and be ruled by me. Fear not your master, I'll swear and I'll vow that you're all jolly fellows as follows the plough."
To the North Sea we're faring, to that wild and wasteful ocean, casting our nets, reaping the harvest of the deep, while we hunt the bonny shoals of Erin. Oh, it was a bright and a summer's morn, out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, we were going to hunt the shoals of Erin. Oh, the hours were long and the wages bad, and the treatment surely took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many, while we hunted for the shoals of Erin. Well, we fished the home grounds in the month of June. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on me feet, dreaming of the silver shoals of Erin. We fished the Swab and the Broken Bank, then for Canny Shields we soon was bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that were taken from the shoals of Erin. Now you're upon the deck and you're a fisherman. You can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your watch on deck with the other fellas as you hunt the bonny shores of heaven. Through them wild storms and the living gales, just to earn our daily bread we're faring. From the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, just to hunt the bonny shores of heaven. Well, you're net rope man and a boy, you're on the go, and you're learning all about seafaring. For your education, scraps of navigation, as you hunt the bonny shores of heaven. Oh yes, I earned me keep, and I earned me pay, and I earned the gear that I was wearing. I sailed 1,000,000 miles and caught 10,000,000 fishes that were taken from the shoals of heaven. For night and day the seas were a-daring. Come winter's gale or stormy weather, sweating and cold, growing up, growing old and dying, while we hunt the bonny shores of heaven.
No notes to a banjo, son. You just play it. Well, this is what I learned the concertina for, and I still haven't got it right. And I never will. I finally realized that. But I do the best I can. And it's fun. And this is what I learned it for. Actually, it's not. I learned it because I heard Lou Killen.
A first field, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine pheasants do fly. And if you comes a shooting when shooting's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your gun in your hand, all loaded and primed, all at your command. When the pheasant takes flight, you must take sight. You shoot the next moment, you're sure to be right. I have got a fish pond, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine fishes do play. And if you comes a fishing when fishing's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your rod with you, your nets in your hand, your hooks and your angles all at your command. And when you throws in, all the fishes will play. It's down to the bottom, and that's the right way. I have got a warren, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine rabbits do play. And if you comes a ferreting when ferreting's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your ferret in your hand, your net and your spade all at your command. And the ferret will bolt and the rabbits will play. It's down to the bottom, and that's the right way. I have got a park, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine deers I do keep. comes a shooting when hunting's in season. I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your gun in your nag in your hand, all saddled and bridled, all at your command. And the deers, they will prowl, and the dogs, they will brawl. It's then gee up, Dobbin, and back they will fall. Now some do like hunting, and some do like game, and shooting a pheasant is gentleman's game. But fishing in a fish pond is, oh, my delight. Go down to the bottom, you're sure to be right.
This is a version of a ballad called The Two Butchers. Tis of two noble butchers, as I have heard men say. They started out from London all on a market day. And as they were riding along as fast as they could ride, oh, stop your horse, says Johnson, for I hear some woman cry. Oh, I'll not stop, says Wilson. Oh, I'll not stop, says he. For if I stop upon this road, then robbed I will be. But Johnson, he got off his horse, and he searched the woods all around. And there he found this woman with her hair pinned to the ground. How came you here this morning? How came you here fast bound? And how came you here stark naked with your hair pinned to the ground? Well, they robbed me, they stripped me, they left me here fast bound. And they left me here stark naked with my hair pinned to the ground. So Johnson, being a valiant man and a man of a valiant mind, he drew his cloak around her and he pulled her up behind. And as they were riding along as fast as they could ride, she put her fingers to her mouth and she gave three shivering cries. Out jumped three bold and struggling men with swords sharp in their hands. Oh, then commanded Johnson, commanded him to stand. Oh, yes, I'll stand, says Johnson. Well, yes, I'll stand, says he. For never was I in all me life afraid of any three. And two of them he quickly slew, the third he did not mind, till the false young woman drew her knife and she stabbed him from behind. And Johnson he spun around about and he fell down to the ground, and he cursed the dreadful woman that gave him his death wound. Now the day it had been of the market day, there were people passing by who saw the awful murder and who saw poor Johnson die. So now she lies in a Newgate jail, fast bound in iron strong, for a killing of the finest young butcher that ever the sun shone on. A lot of you might remember the a song about the two mines, Walker Shore and Biker Hill, that probably have heard the Young Tradition at least sing a version of it. And somewhere in there, somebody's always belting a pig with a shovel, and this pig goes off dancing to the tune of Elsie Marley. Well, this is the Elsie Marley. Elsie Marley, incidentally, was the landlady of the Barley Mow Inn.
Ah, she fell down a mine.
That's right. Dear Ken, Elsie, Marley, honey, the wife that sells the barley, honey, she's lost her pocket and all of her money, her back of the bush in the garden. Elsie Marley is a fine, she won't get up to serve the swine, but lays in bed till 8 or 9, and surely she does take her time. Dear Ken, Elsie, Marley, honey, the wife that sells the barley, she's lost her pocket and all of her money, her back of the bush in the garden. Elsie Marley is a neat, it's hard to walk along the street, but every lass and lad you meet cries, dear Ken, Elsie, Marley, dear Ken, Elsie, Marley. Marley, honey, the wife that sells the barley, honey, she's lost her pocket and all of her money, her back of the bush in the garden. Elsie keeps gin, rum and ale in her house below the dale, where every tradesman up and down does call and spend his half a crown. Dear Ken, Elsie, Marley, honey, the wife that sells the barley, she's lost her pocket and all of her money, her back of the bush in the garden, honey. The farmers, as they make their way, they drink with Elsie every day and call a fiddler for her to play the tune of Elsie Marley. Dear Ken, Elsie Marley, honey, the wife that sells the barley, honey, she's lost her pocket and all of her money, her back of the bush in the garden. The sailors, as they leave the ship, they begin to call for Flip and then begin to dance and skip to the tune of Elsie Marley. Dear Ken, Elsie Marley, honey, the wife that sells the barley, honey, she's lost her pocket and all of her money, her back of the bush in the garden.
When I first started learning to play the banjo, I learned to play bare finger. And I learned how to rap it a little bit. I played like that, and then I heard an old 78 record of Dear Old Dixie one time and freaked out and changed my life and started trying to play like Earl Scruggs, like everybody else. And, oh, break my fingers. I'm trying to be the world's slowest banjo player. But anyway, sing a song that didn't. You probably heard 10,000 times, but it's what's weird is I wrote it originally on the banjo, and it's been translated a lot of different ways, and I every once in a while like to sing it just because I kind of hate to forget that it was written on the banjo, but anyway. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, that keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thank you.
Sensation, your hands start to do things.
It has
you
nothing
don't...
to do with being a newcomer.
Did you freeze that?
After the
it
big introduction
the
last night, I got up and went like this.
Wait a minute.
For those of you who weren't here, I'll let Guy continue in a second, but those of you who weren't here, Bob came out with this big introduction about the hammered dulcimer and playing it and how tremendous this was going to be, and I proceeded to say I'm going to play Mississippi Sawyer. Anything.
I say, one thing about learning to play this instrument out in California, there was nobody to learn from. Everybody kept telling me about a woman 90 years old who used to play out at Knott's Berry Farm, but she's dead now, so. So then he sent me a tape with songs by Howie Mitchell himself and somebody else that it turned out had come from San Diego. Still, even when you have the tune on a tape, you don't know what the hand patterns are, so, and you don't know if his instrument's tuned the same place, so you're really in the dark when you start off by yourself with no teacher, so you have to work out your own hand pattern, and I'm really glad to get back here, and it seems like all the places I'm working out tunes are in different places, so you come up with something different. I'll play just one more tune that I worked on, and I'll let it go with that, and let somebody else fool with it and see.